December 18th, Paul Klee takes a line for a walk. On this day in 1879, the Swiss-born German artist Paul Klee was born, highly influential at a time of great changes in the art world. Klee and his friend Vasily Kandinsky were teaching colleagues at the celebrated Bauhaus School. Klee wrote books on art theory, particularly colour, and gave many lectures. His inquiring mind and readiness to experiment with colour and form in taking a line for a walk, as he called it, endeared him to many of the modernist painters. Klee also wrote some interesting poetry. Here's one. In the beginning there was, things moved freely, so to speak, neither in a curve nor in a straight line. Think of them as moving elementally. They go wherever they go, in order to go, destinationless, intentless, disobedient, with movement the only certainty. A state of elemental motion. It is at first only a principle to move, not a movement principle, no particular intent, nothing special, nothing organized. Chaos and anarchy, murky seething, intangible, nothing heavy, nothing light, heavy light, nothing white, nothing black, nothing white, only greyish. Nothing red, nothing yellow, nothing blue, only greyish, not even directly grey, nothing at all, distinct, only indeterminate, vague. Today I give thanks for an inquiring mind and ask that it remains that way.